wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Something you found in your food, it shouldn't have been there, but there it was. What was it?
Some information sharing thing out north somewhere for work. And lunchtime came around and everybody went and helped themselves to a very, very nice pasta dish of sorts. I don't know, I was about halfway through and I discovered there was a plaster.
No.
In my food. And I managed to keep my food down, but I returned the entire plate. I was so disappointed that it was such a nice meal.
Same thing happened to you?
Yeah, in the dressing room, we were celebrating after a game, and we usually have wraps after a game to put the nutrition back in your body. And I took, and I was hungry. I only played 20 minutes, came off the bench. And then I had a bite of my wrap, and there was strapping, sweaty strapping of someone that was cut probably and was in between my wrap. I don't know if someone tried to prank me or something, but that was no akelig geweest.
This no itsy snacks. Yes, I can't even begin to think about strapping in a wrap.
And I was, because I took a bite and it was like,
very chewy.
Why doesn't it want to?
Yeah.
And how it.
I sweat, the biggie soaked.
Salt strapping.
I was definitely soaked.
What happened?
Date night, one of Cape Town's well-known establishments. So I went with Bangers and Mash because I haven't had it in quite some time. Halfway through my perfect meal, because something tasted not nice and chewy and mushy and very meaty, but more a bit metally, cold, sharp. It was steel wool.
In steel wool in your banger.
In my sticky steel wool.
Kemp steel wool.
Steel wool, guys. In my half-eaten
porky.
It was like, what is going on here?
Extra roughage.
Yeah.
The oyster flak was a laugh.
You needed more iron.
Talking about things that shouldn't be in your meal, discovered only by you when you've bitten down on them or you've gone through your food halfway through. The worst is when you're almost done, almost complete, and then you find it.
My wife and I went to a roadhouse for a burger, and she wanted a mushroom burger, nice place to go, cozy, you know, taking out the new wife. And my wife likes to eat a hamburger with a knife and fork. Why? I don't know, but yeah, let's not go then to that. And she was cutting a burger, the whole thing started wobbling. And now she's looking at it, and she starts poking around with her fork, and out she lifts Bucky's braai lappie that was in the mushroom sauce.
But did it put you off burgers for a while, Eric?
No.
I love that. No hesitations. No, we're staying focused.
Yeah, no, my wife was put off, but no, I like my burger. Thank you very much.
I love that. Not so heavenly if you find a bug in your food. Auntie Vi, bless. Late Auntie Vi. Clearly wasn't seeing what she was doing. Made an awesome curry one day. Ate the whole thing until the last few bites, and there it was, just the cockroach leg.
Oh, no.
So here's the thing, right? Everybody ate, and there was nothing left. Where was the rest of the cockroach?
Ah, it's a free toothpick.
Everybody finished, and the last bite of the thing, where was it?
No.
It's like that one raisin in a dish that you never ordered. You didn't order raisins. Like, where did this raisin come from? I hope it's a raisin. Oh, it's a fly.
No.
With no wings.
Oh, a walk.
It's a fly.
Well,
it's a walk.
Look, I'll give you that one.
Every day,
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.